Tigers.
Speaking of Fremantle, let's go into the Fremantle camp there with their coach, Ross Lyon. G'day, Roscoe.
G'day, Brad. G'day, Carl.
Tough crowd, mate. You've lost one game. They're still picking you.
Ah, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Doesn't really worry me too much. Geez, if you listen to every external noise, we wouldn't be in the competition.
I suppose there's always room for improvement, though, isn't there?
Oh, there's plenty. Look, I was really proud how we sort of... I think you can understand the pressure Collingwood bought in the conditions. So 94 tackles is a brutal amount of tackles. Mm. So I remember the 2010 grand final. I think St Kilda laid 100, both teams. So, and that was in the dry. So, and these, for whatever reason, we're interested in the ground, really. I mean, everyone's talking about the dew, but it's just... It's really heavy conditions, and it's almost like it rained on the boundary. So we're having a look into what goes into the preparation on the lead-in. So the last few games, our scoring's dried up a bit by about 3 goals per game. So we acknowledge there's been 2 of them been wet, and 2 of them muzzle have been wet at Subiaco. So it's been good practice for us in the conditions, but certainly we'd like to be better. But when the game's up for grabs, we've got entries and we've got scores, so... We weren't too disappointed in that.
It's as intense footy as I've seen at the ground this year, Ross, and you're right, it was heavy going and hard work. One thing that is down a little bit is your marks inside 50, your forward line with big blokes.
Yeah.
You know, Pav isn't getting the goals, Tavener, Clark, Hanneth, you've tried a few blokes. You've got a bit of tinkering there.
Yeah, we have. Look, the forwards have got to really improve their leading patterns as a group and their blocking and really their break to space. They're just a bit stagnant and they're not working how we would like. So... they're aware of that. We put a fair bit in at training, and there's a little bit of ball carriers looking to the right spots and looking for the lead. So certainly we're working with the forwards. They need to improve their break to space and their leading patterns. We've been disappointed with that. But the midfielders and the halfbacks coming through need to kick it a little bit better and kick it to space a little bit better. So we're aware of it. We're delivering it early in the year. And we really need to deliver it going forward.
Michael from Fremantle wanted us to ask you about Hayden Ballantyne as well. I mean, it swings and roundabouts. I mean, Walter's got 4 the other day, so that was good. So you'd love them both to ticking the scoreboard over. Is there something that Hayden's perhaps not doing that you'd like him to do better?
Yeah, look, we had his work rate was really good. And I think if Trappers are forward, you can fall into going to the next one and the next space. So... Hayden at his best just goes to the ball and wins the ball. So turn to the ball and not turn away to the next one. That's probably the simple advice for Hayden. And Hayden and I have had that discussion. So just go to the ball and win it a bit more. And because he's chasing and tackling his first rate and his competitiveness and, you know, he competes in the air when he has to. So we're not overly concerned, but we'd like him to go to the ball in front and square a little bit more.
With the game coming up on the weekend against Brisbane, do you persist with Hanneth or do you look to bring Clark back? Do you try and, as Carl said, tinker with that tall man forward line structure?
Yeah, we need to tinker with it. So, Jack, it was difficult conditions, but it's not only their forward work, it's how they go when they go in the ruck. So we'll check in with Simon Eastor. And the coaches really had 3 of the last 4 days off. So we played Thursday, they've had Friday and Saturday off. They're in Sunday and they're off today. So I only had 1 day with them to, and we're doing the review, so we haven't got to the team yet, but we'll have a good discussion tomorrow, which is great. The coaches get freshened up, and they've got a few days off the week before during the bye, so they'll come into the remaining games pretty fresh, but we'll get to the team, but we need to look at it, no doubt.
Griffin, 39 hitouts, Clark, 36. They were dominant over Perth on the weekend. 21 possessions for Clark, too. So that's pleasing when you want pressure from the outside the team. Ross, the most pleasing part for mine at this point in the season, 11 wins don't come about by luck. The midfield, and Lachie Neale would have to be in All-Australian contention with the season he's delivered so far.
Oh, there's some good mids out there. Lachie's sort of spoken about he'd like to improve his use over the last couple of weeks, so... look, I don't get caught up in the accolades and all. I think it's an interesting discussion and those that have got time to look at it. But, he's had a good year. We love him, you know. So he's such a dedicated... But Lockie's all about improvement and getting better and better. So that's why we love him. But he's had a really good year. There's no doubt he's a critical component of our midfield.
Ross, do you think in part the external criticism that the opposition is bringing more to the table? I mean, you can only play as well as the opposition allow you to do that, can't you, at times? I mean, that's a well-known fact.
Yeah. What do you mean, the external criticism?
Oh, I'm just saying people saying, oh, Fremantle aren't playing well at the moment, you know, they're not doing this, not doing that. But sometimes you're restricted by what the opposition bring to the table.
He's leant on his phone. That's what happens when you put, you see, he's put us on hold, you see. We'll get him back. I think he might be on hold.
We'll just talk between ourselves.
Yeah, well, we like doing that. But Lachie Neale has been sensational. They've had their first All-Australian selection, man. If he's not in the squad, it's a disgrace.
Oh, he'd have to be in the squad.
Nathan Fyfe should be in that squad. I reckon David Mundy should be in that squad. Aaron Sandilands will definitely be in that squad. You'd suggest that Michael Walters will be in that squad because he's been certainly a big reason why, from a forward line that we've been talking about, has been able to score the volume that it has. His four goals integral on the weekend. I think we might have found him.
Did you?
Sorry, guys.
Zig, it's when you should have zagged.
Yeah, I didn't like the question, so I hung up.
Look,
it's good. It's a tough competition, so I don't think we're at our very best. But and traditionally we haven't been great off the bye. The bye is a really difficult period, and it's interesting. Teams that come off the bye, playing teams that haven't come off the bye, have struggled. I think Richmond versus West Coast, and then Richmond versus Sydney. So we were both off the bye. We're traditionally not great, but I think to put a bottom line on it, we want to improve. But we know our best footy is very good. So, and when we're not at our best, we know we compete and hang in there until it turns for us, like on the weekend. So that's comforting.
Brisbane took it up to Adelaide on the weekend. They're going to lose Stephen Martin to the tribunal. They'll probably challenge that, but I think he'll still be missing this weekend. So what did you make of their performance?
No, I haven't watched one iota. I was in at the club today just still tidying up our review. So we tend to drip feed it over the week. We don't do any one hit. So they must have been good. Their pressure must have been good, and their smalls must have got going. But Martin would be a loss for them. There's no doubt about that. But we're really focused on ourselves and improving our footy. Because when you analyse, you haven't got that much time to get into the opposition. We do a bit on them, but I think the last few weeks highlight, if you don't play your own style, you're going to struggle it, no matter what you know about the opposition. So we'll continue. It's great this week. We get three sessions. We did a session on Sunday. And we'll do two more for the week. So we go in with some good work and training under our belt and trying to improve our footy. But we agree with you. We would like to improve.
Well, good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it, mate. Good luck against the Lions on the weekend.
No worries, Brad.